Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. Rep the set. Gotta rep the set. Dang. Chase a chick, chase. Never chase a, don't chase no. Rep the set, gotta rep the set. Gang, gang. Chase a chick, chase. Never chase a, don't chase no. Mask on, get mask on.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show here on 560 WQAM. We have our boy Brendan Tobin.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground, indeed. He is live at the Pat Riley press conference, which I mentioned last segment, according to Ira Winderman and various other sources, including Anthony Chang. This was a statement put out by the Miami Heat. The Heat say no live stream of Pat Riley season-ending media session today at 1 p.m. But luckily for you guys, if you are listening to us right here, whether it be via the app, YouTube, Twitch, or your normal car radio, you will be able to hear some clips, and we will be covering and monitoring everything that he has to say. Let's see if he has stepped to the podium yet. Nothing yet. Oh, okay, it says, will he address the Odyssey Lava? That is a good question. That is a good question. Will the Odyssey Lava come up?
Hey! I just want him to address Becky getting broke off on numerous occasions. Like, I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
At what point did y'all say, okay, one of us got to go help her?
No.
Y'all just left her out there, hung her out to dry, and laughed at her.
You know what? She was, first of all, let's be honest, she was the most physically fit person on our team. So, in the hearts. To keeping up with that girl. That was our best chance there, buddy. That was our best shot. Because I can play.
So y'all had your best. Y'all had your best defender on her.
Indeed. Also, who if she you know, was to not stick that person, who was going to stick the 6'7" behemoth that was dunking behind me? You know, like,
hey,
yeah.
Y'all wasn't guarding him.
No, I mean, I was trying. I was doing my best. Nah, it was a rough time, but we were robbed. I'm sure there's more important basketball things for Pat Riley to mention, and we look forward to that. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and hit him with some headlines, Leroy. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Now, we've said a lot of the same headlines throughout today's show. There is something that we actually haven't really gotten a chance to touch up on, and that is the NBA playoffs. Second round has begun after Orlando and Cleveland went to seven. You know, currently the Cavs and Boston are set to face off tomorrow. Today, though, we have Pacers and Knicks at 7:30. Any too early predictions on your end from that, Leroy?
I'm gonna say, I'm I'm going to be interested to see this.
Yeah.
Halliburton has a lot of length.
Yes, he does.
How's that going to match up with Brunson, or are they going to put somebody else on him? Right? Because Brunson shoots over a lot of guys, gets to the rim. He does what he wants to do on a basketball court.
Indeed.
But he hasn't had an athletic, bigger point guard
on him. Correct. Correct.
So I'm just curious that, conversely,
he is stronger, though.
What is Brunson going to do on the other end against Halliburton, who's not a guy who's going to necessarily score 40?
No. I mean,
he'll get you a triple-double. Yeah. He'll get you a triple-double and do a whole lot of other stuff. So how's that going to play out?
So you're saying there's a matchup favorable for Indiana at the point guard position?
I don't know if it's favorable. I'm just curious.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I didn't have an answer to the questions you just posed.
I also would say this.
Yep.
A Tibbs.
Yep.
Is going to lean on defense.
Correct.
Right?
Pacers are a high-paced team, though.
Right. Right.
They put up points.
Are they gonna be able to stop Indiana from running them out the gym?
Yeah, that's going to be number one. Mission number one is control the scoring.
Do you put Hart on Halliburton?
You know what? I think you have to. I think Josh Hart is their best defender. Also a little dirty, if you ask me. But I think that he's going to do enough to annoy Halliburton. But, you know, they say this about all the great players. Halliburton's going to get his, dude. It may not be points, but he has the ability. There was a certain time.
He just does a lot of different things. He's that one guy who you might not – look at as, you know, scoring 25, 30 points on a nightly basis. But if you look at how many points he's responsible for, then it becomes a different story. So, I'm curious to see, one, if they can slow the track meet down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you slow the track meet down? Or is it going to be more of a half-court offense? Are the Knicks going to rely solely on Jalen Brunson? Which, you know.
Yeah. That can only go so far, especially with a high-powered team. That,
exactly.
You
know, who else is going to?
T.J. McDonald may put up 22 points somehow. You know, you never know with these Pacers now. One thing that's interesting that I do see, because we were asking about who's necessarily going to stop Halliburton or what are they going to do to slow down this offense, something that kind of lands in the Knicks' favor is the fact that during these previous matchups that the Knicks had against the Pacers, OG Anunoby wasn't available available.
That might be the X factor right there.
They
could put him on Halliburton. He does a lot of stuff like Bam, plays a lot, guards a lot of different positions.
Yeah.
He can keep up with him. So that might be, I think, and that's kind of the same thing they said about the last series, that, okay, now we have our other guy.
Yeah.
Other defender. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that
game. I would say in situations like this, I'm always going to lean on defense first. So I'm going to give the Knicks a slight advantage because they play better defense. But I'm not taking nothing away from Indiana because, you know, just because they run and gun don't mean they can't play defense. But they haven't had a propensity to not play any.
Now, I'll just give you an update to those who may be tuning in, curious as to where the hell Pat Riley is. The Miami Heat announced a little over an hour ago that the press conference will not be streamed, but we are going to be giving you live updates as well as live audio sound bites as our boy Brendan Tobin is live right there at the press conference now.
How long do you think it's going to last? Like an hour?
Yeah, I would say like 45 to an hour, most likely. Tim Reynolds tweeted out maybe about 12 minutes ago, there's 27 TV cameras there and 206 people. That is quite the large amount of people who are there for sure.
Well, I think here's what happens, and this is the honest truth. Before he comes out, there's so many questions that people want answered.
Absolutely.
Number one, you know he's not going to stay Pat.
Yep.
So now people are going to want to know who are you willing to give up in a trade?
For right? Sure.
That's one. The other thing is that everybody wants to know how you're going to handle the Jimmy situation.
Correct.
Right? And those are the two things. But – you know, I'm sure they'll ask him about the season, and I'm sure he'll say the season was a disappointment, not only because of how they got bounced, but because you didn't have everybody healthy, so you couldn't get a real valuation of where your team was.
Now, I got a tweet here. Anthony Chang says, Pat Riley begins his press conference by talking about the need for a deep dive on player availability. Riley says, we got to change some things, but we're surely not going to rip things apart here. So those who are hoping for an overhaul of all the talent continue to hold.
I ain't buying it.
Oh! Well, I don't think he's going to run it back, but you think he's lying necessarily?
He says, if he ain't running it back, then that means that there's some...
I mean, he just said he's not ripping things apart.
...that's going to happen.
Says we gotta make change some things, which is, I mean, of course, yeah, for sure. You definitely
people not playing. But you can't change health.
Yeah. True.
Like you can't wave a magic wand and say, we're gonna be healthy this year.
You know, sometimes you gotta read between the lines with the Godfather, but I'm gonna take him verbatim on
this. That means that you're gonna have some conversations with some people and say, yo, we need more production out of you. And listen. He might not say it in public.
Yeah.
You telling me that Pat Riley ain't going to have a conversation with Jimmy Butler and say, look, you want an extension. I need more games.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair assessment.
Here, if he's honestly hurt for that much,
yeah,
then that's the reason why you don't give him another year. But if he'd just been saying what everybody think, oh, this regular season don't mean nothing. I'm getting ready for the playoffs. And then you get hurt and can't even play in the playoffs. How are we supposed to look at that?
That was, unfortunately, one of the bigger disappointments of the season.
But look at it from Pat Riley and the organization standpoint.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not going to lie, Leroy. It seems like your rat's off a ship on Jimmy Butler.
Not at all. But I'm saying these are things that have to be discussed.
Yeah.
You say Jimmy himself has told you, I'm getting ready for the playoffs.
Yep.
And now you say, okay, that's fine and great. We'll pay you the $45, $50 million for the playoffs. But what do you have to do in the playoffs if that's what we're paying you majority for?
I really feel like he was given leeway in certain situations as well. Like he was given days off because they understood and respected that this man turns into an animal.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would the situation been better going into the playoffs if Jimmy had played more during the regular season? That's what needs to be discussed because you can't have yourself in the play-in every damn year. Yeah. Because I told you, I hate one-game sample sizes.
Yeah,
right?
That
because
is true.
They're pros too. They could do what the Heat did. Wait, the Heat didn't score 90 points in three games of this playoffs, but had the one anomaly at 23 three-pointers.
All right, I got some updates.
So what happens if you get a team that does that to you?
I got some updates here. You ready for this one?
All right, yep.
Pat Riley says, although the Odyssey Lava lost, that Marcos sure as hell can shoot. I really think that's really nice of him to mention me. In addition
shoot
to that.
Not the basketball.
No need to ask questions. Pat Riley on Jimmy Butler's extension. We don't have to do that for a year. We have not discussed that internally right now, but we have to look at making that kind of commitment. And when we do it, we'll see. We haven't made a decision on it.
Here you go.
Or in earnest, discussed it. Wow. So they haven't even talked about it even.
Right. So the only person that's talking about it is Jimmy and Jimmy's people, which is fine.
Maybe not even Jimmy. Honestly, these are all reports.
That's what I'm saying.
It has to be his camp putting these out because they're going to push.
But that's what their job is, too.
Correct.
Let's keep in mind.
For sure.
That's what their job is.
So, I mean, if you think about it, look, early on, the two things that we can say that Pat Riley has already addressed that, hey, we need to make some changes, but we're not blowing it up necessarily. And that Jimmy Butler thing, not even on our radar right now. So y'all can continue to talk about it.
The season just ended.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, we still have that 1 year. He's not, you know, soft like Chris Greer and them who are like, oh, my God, we have to sign Tua immediately. Sick of this guy. Anyway.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, what?
Totally different situation.
No, I got to get back
to the guy that ends up playing your quarterback $60 million a year because you waited. You realize that, right?
No. I mean, if he's as good as you say you are, as he say it, then it wouldn't
matter. If he had the same season he had last year, he's going to get $60 million.
With no playoff wins?
Yeah.
No way. Not for me.
How you going to lead the league in passing and then your team don't want to pay you?
How you going to lead the league in fumbles and losses against winning teams?
Again, team sport is not all on Tua.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not all on Tua. And I think he played well for the most part. Some people think that I hate Tua for some reason. I don't hate Tua. I just don't want to pay him right now.
It's too late.
I think
it don't matter.
They're a little inflated.
You're paying $50 million now.
Yeah.
If you wait a year and he has the same year he had last year, it's going to cost you $60 million. You choose. That's why guys get paid up early, because you think he's only going to get better. If he gets better, that price tag going to go way up.
Yeah. Okay, Riley said Heat will need to give a lot of thought if Butler asks for extension in July. This is a little bit more from that quote. Unless you have someone who's really going to be available every single night, Riley said.
Told you. This is what the going conversation is going to be.
Yeah.
It's no surprise. He did it with D-Wade.
Yes, he did do it with D-Wade, for sure.
But you think he's not going to talk? Jimmy, you listen. This is what Pat Riley's saying. And any boss in any business is okay with saying this. I'm not going to pay you elite money and get 50 games a year.
He says, to the exact quote, it's a big decision on our part to commit those kind of resources unless you have someone who is going to be available every night.
There.
Wow. Okay.
Are we shocked, though?
Yeah.
Are we shocked? Can you understand where they're coming from?
This is a little bit more on that. Pat Riley says he doesn't understand the 65-game rule because it sends a message that it's okay to miss games. This is a quote. To me, it sends a message that it's okay to sit when you're not 100% and when no one in the league is 100%. So essentially...
You know. He even questioned the 65 games.
Okay, but is this like an antiquated?
No, they just picked that number because the league says you can't qualify for nothing if you don't play 65 games.
Yeah.
And so they kind of mentioned the 65 games because of that. And he's like, wait a minute. I'm still not getting my play for 17 games.
Pat Riley, Jimmy moves the needle the most. He's an incredible player. What I said in the beginning about change is he's got to give it some thought himself. So.
And what are we talking about again?
Availability, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
I make you Pat Riley.
Yeah.
Do you not discuss this? Or do you put it out there so Jimmy knows, hey, man, you really going to ask us for an extension and only play 60 to 55 games?
Yeah, okay, so, you know, it seems off first initial reaction that Pat Riley...
That's all this is about, availability. Yes. Because guess what?
Yeah.
As an organization, Pat Riley, you know he's looking at this and said, if Jimmy had played 10 more games, we wouldn't have been in this situation.
Pat Riley, when asked if he would consider trading Jimmy Butler, simply, no.
Not at this moment. He should have said that.
He just said, nah. I like that. Pat Riley on Jimmy Butler playing more games in the regular season. That was discussed prior to last year. We had a discussion with his agent about that.
And he still didn't do it. So now you can't have your agent call and ask for more money. Oh, is that a fair assessment? Is that a fair argument there?
Yeah, that is.
We had the conversation about Jimmy playing more games. It was very cordial. Hey, man, we need you to play more games. Nope, it didn't happen. Now you want us to give you an extension. Okay, I make you the Miami Heat after having it. I didn't even know about that conversation beforehand, but now you are where you are right now. After having that conversation with Jimmy's people and still not... Now you want an extension? See what I'm saying?
Indeed. Now we got some more. If you're listening right now, this is coverage of Pat Riley's press conference addressing the Miami Heat live right here on 560 WQAM. We got our boy Tobin Boots on the ground, who I'm sure will be providing us with some audio and video for us to discuss over the next couple days, as we know that this is essentially carving out what the next couple months will look like for the Miami Heat. Thus far, just to give you highlights of what has been said, Pat Riley began his press conference essentially by saying, you know, although changes need to be made, we will not necessarily be blowing it up. In regards to the extension with Jimmy Butler, it's not something that he has thought about yet. It seems like Pat is definitely putting out there that he needs more games from Jimmy if Jimmy wants that kind of money. Availability seems to be something that Pat Riley is focusing on.
But here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, right? As you get older, those nicks and bumps and bruises and twists and tweaks come more frequently.
Now, I had mentioned earlier that Pat Riley on the trade for Jimmy Butler had flat out just said no. He did add that there's a possibility that a lot of things are on the table. Now, essentially that means...
You know what that means?
Jimmy's not on the table.
That means if the that means if they have the right conversation...
Yeah.
I think there's only two or three people that are untouchable.
Hmm.
No. I would say Bam, Jaime, Jovic.
Now,
if you know what it's going to cost to get Jimmy and they come at you and offer all that, you can get what you want from somewhere else.
What do you think of this one? This is the last one that I'm going to give here right before we take a quick break and come back with more coverage of the Pat Riley press conference live for the Kaseya Center. This is by Tim Reynolds here. Pat Riley says that there are two or three critical players in this league who would get the Heat to go for it, shoot the moon. I meant shoot for the moon, but, you know, shoot the moon. Who cares? Anyway, otherwise, he stresses this summer isn't necessarily about adding a star. And he points out that of the eight tax teams, Miami included, six are done. So that whole thing that people are like, oh, tax-free, taxes, whatever the case may be. Apparently, that's not as much of a intriguing piece to convince
people
to come.
That's pretty interesting comment.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't sell tax-free if you ain't winning.
Yeah, and you know, this also goes for teams that went into the tax, you know, like the that are paying penalties and stuff like that. Pat Riley says, going into the tax and going way into the tax to win a championship, you better be damn sure about the guy you're going to get. Seems like, I'm not going to lie to you, this is...
Otherwise, Pat got an answer to Mickey Harrison.
Indeed.
Like, we paying all this money. Okay, so at what point does Mickey look at Pat and say, what are we getting with all this money? Right?
Yep.
You want me to go into the tax? What are we getting? What are our chances?
Well, we got more of that. We got more coverage of Pat Riley's end-of-the-year press conference currently going on right now for the Miami Heat. Keep it locked in right here on 560 WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Pat Riley.
Welcome on back to the Tobin and Leroy show. Are you eating popcorn, Leroy? I heard you say no.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was like, wow, you're really getting in comfortable for this press conference here that's going on. A couple more things if you're just joining us now. If you heard Pat Riley is addressing the media and you're looking for a place to watch it, you can't watch it anywhere. The Miami Heat are not live streaming this, so we're giving you live updates here. It is currently Marcos and Leroy here, J-Fig, handling some personal business, and Tobin boots on the ground at the press conference, making sure he gets all the lovely clips and audio. Actually, J-Fig is here. Nice. Hey, J-Fig. Oh, I don't know. She's here. She's not here. Who cares? Anyway, Pat Riley is who we're talking about. So far in his press conference, a few highlights from what he said. Jimmy Butler, not on the trade market. He did say, though, that changes do need to be made. Jimmy Butler just not being one of them. He mentioned...
For right now.
And in regards to the extension...
Because here...
Yes.
I'm going to just be fair.
Yeah.
To... everybody involved.
Yep.
When D-Wade's contract was up, his exact words at one of these press conferences was, "We gonna do right by D-Wade."
Okay.
He did. Next year, D-Wade was playing on the Cavs.
He did not do right by D-Wade, to say the least.
But I'm just saying, like, don't expect.
Yeah.
You know what he's saying today to be law. Things happen. Things are going to come up.
Yeah.
And they don't have to make a decision on Jimmy Butler right now.
They don't. That was one of the things that Pat Riley said in regards to his extension. It's not something we even think about.
You're asking him, and again, and Pat is no dummy.
Yes.
Because he started that whole Jimmy extension.
Yep.
With the following comments. We had a conversation with his management team or his agent.
Yeah.
And we said we need Jimmy to play more games.
Yep. Availability is definitely something that Pat Riley seems to be reiterating.
Jimmy did not play more games.
No, he didn't.
Now he's coming and asking for an extension. That's what Pat Riley said.
Yeah.
So that's the way this all started. About availability, availability, availability. Because look at it from the Heat's perspective. Jimmy plays 10 more games. They ain't in the situation they in to end the season.
Indeed.
Jimmy got hurt in a play-in game. Not saying that game couldn't have been anybody, but it wouldn't have been in a play-in game.
For sure.
Just kind of put it all together in Pat's mind that if you only got to play 82 games, That's fine. But that 83rd game, if you get hurt in the 83rd game, that need to be a playoff game, not a play-in game.
Couple more things in regards to that. This is the big quote, I guess, that everyone is talking about in regards to Jimmy Butler's extension. We don't have to do that for a year. We have not discussed that internally right now.
Yep.
But we have to look at making that kind of commitment. And when we do, when we do it, we'll see. One of the things that he mentions is essentially that's a lot to commit to someone who won't be there every night. Now, again, we've mentioned availability and things about Jimmy mm-hmm. Butler, but Pat has made it clear he is not on the trade block. He is not going to be included in any of the trades at all. And he does still think that when healthy with the right people around him, that Jimmy Butler is still a 1A player. Now, we had a quote earlier that we were able to listen to that I'm going to play right now from Jimmy Butler, in which he kind of addresses the Knicks and Boston and says that if he was there, that they would be going home. And then I have a direct response from Pat Riley. But let's hear Jimmy Butler on his thoughts concerning the Celtics and the Knicks.
Yo, video this. You got it?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, action. If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be at home. Josh Hart. Josh Hart. What does that mean to me? Josh Hart.
Yo.
All right, you pretty much get it. That to any Heat fan, that's Jimmy being Jimmy, to be real, and that's something that you can appreciate. But now, Pat Riley, who, you know, the sentiment seems to be that Pat ain't bleeping around during this press conference here. Pat Riley clearly wasn't amused by Butler's comments, and this is courtesy of Five Reasons Sports, about beating Boston or NY if he was healthy. He says he doesn't know, is that just Jimmy trolling? But if you're not on the court, you should keep your mouth shut. That was Pat Riley's statement on Jimmy Butler's comments.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I don't think you guys understand.
Yeah.
How annoyed Pat Riley has gotten over Jimmy Butler playing as few games as he played.
I mean, right
he
now.
He led the press conference off with it.
Yep.
He's making comments on it. Yeah. Everything that he says.
There's 4 to 5 quotes on
Jimmy
it.
Butler, right?
Yeah.
Would indicate that, and again, if you're a Miami Heat brass, and if you're Pat Riley, or even Spo,
yep.
If Jimmy plays 10 more games, you ain't in the play-in.
For sure.
End of discussion.
Completely different,
right.
Trajectory.
Exactly. There. So come look at it from their angle.
Now, there are a couple other things to address with this roster. Another thing that Pat Riley said is it's not necessarily going to be a summer of adding another superstar, but change will be needed. Pat Riley says he will speak to Caleb Martin and Haywood Highsmith as soon as allowable, but also says you got to put a pencil to the bottom line as well. What the hell does that mean?
It means that they'll make what they think is a fair offer.
Nah.
And if other teams come in and pay them more, they'll live with it.
Okay.
But I would say this. Sometimes the Heat undervalue the importance of a guy that you have on your team, right? But I will say this. They didn't do it with Duncan.
Yes.
They didn't do it with Tyler. And now, just think about this. Think how they feel about Tyler and his availability. Yep. And then Jimmy coming to ask for twice as much that.
He's at this point, he must be absolutely pissed with availability questions or issues.
Yes.
It's definitely the biggest problem.
It's coming for warranting more questions, though.
True. Now, in regards to that availability and injury-prone year that the Miami Heat had, this is Pat Riley's comments on Rozier. He says Scary Terry will heal and that he wanted to play desperately in the playoffs. So that kind of, to me, gives a positive indication that, he liked what he saw from Rozier.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the only point guard you had on the roster.
Yeah, and he's comfortable with letting him heal, it seems, you know, as opposed to, like, you know, getting rid of him because he's broken hardware or something like that. Now we have something on Tyler Hero here. Pat Riley praised Tyler Hero's work ethic, but did use the word fragile and said that some of the approach needs to change. Maybe someday he will surprise everyone and play every game. Pat is pissed. Pat is pissed about availability.
He's tired of it. Look, they wrote out a lot of checks.
That's true. I didn't spend too much damn money for
it's not even. It's not even a matter of return.
Yeah.
Right? It's a matter of availability. That's the part that has to hurt. Yep. It's not even that you're getting a player you pay for. You're not getting nothing to it. He's not even on the court.
Yeah.
So you know at some point this was going to come to this. Right?
Yep.
So now I say this. How does that go with Jimmy and his camp?
I'll tell you what.
Understand, Pat started the conversation by saying, I had a discussion about this a year ago.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, just unless you have someone who's really going to be available every single night, the end part of that quote there where Pat Riley had.
Don't come holler at me.
Yeah, like, when it comes to this extension thing, like, that's a lot to commit to, especially if I'm not going to, you know. I'm not necessarily seeing the ROI on that.
And here's what I would say.
Like that word choice, ROI. It's return on investment, you know. Business.
Here's the other thing.
Yep.
How you feeling about Tyler then? When you say I love his work ethic.
Yeah.
Work ethic game made buckets.
Indeed.
Right. So how do you feel? And it seems like there's a couple of guys he got, you know, that he's just, for whatever reason, he can like them.
Yep.
Right? He can think they're hard workers, but he ain't getting what he paid for. Right. He ain't getting the player that he gave the extension to. He ain't getting the player that he gave the most recent extension to. And that has to drive him crazy, especially because he's an old school guy.
Dade Sal says ROI stands for relies on insects for Marcos. And objectively, that's a point.
Point for Twitter.
Now, one more quote before we get out of here, take a short break. Pat Riley was asked if he thinks the roster needs major changes. No, not right now. Not the kind of changes you're suggesting. But my ears are always open. You know, I wouldn't be doing my job. I wouldn't be doing my job if they weren't. We got a really.
You know what that is?
What?
Semantic samurai.
Indeed.
That means that they could trade anybody on the team.
If they're right, everyone has a price.
So can I go back to the Jimmy thing?
Yeah.
When he says no?
Yeah.
Now you listen to this. What do you think?
I think no, maybe.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why I don't like, yeah, again, it ain't Pat's fault. It's Pat's job to run the team.
It ain't Pat's fault.
To run it to run it as best as he deemed fit. However, he did once say, I'm going to do good by D Wade, the greatest player in your franchise.
Yes.
So, I'm going by that. And if he'll say that about D-Wade and let D-Wade go, ain't nobody safe.
Last thing here from Pat Riley. We got a really good group of guys, and our number one issue is player availability and having your guys playing every night. That seems to be the common theme about this is more or less, you know, he needs people available and he needs bodies available. And one quick last one, Pat Riley is non-committal when asked about Tyler being a sixth man. Says it's not a convo now, but Spoelstra could bring it up. Whether it be Hero or Rozier, he may. Whatever it is in the best interest of the team, we won't know until we have everybody available.
So, what did we learn today, folks? Riley getting sick and damn tired of not having people available.
Yeah, that seems to be a common theme.
That's it. That's the one message I got.
Yeah, that seems to be.
And he went on further. We went on further to say, and I had conversations with some people's representation explaining to them how this was going to be a problem. And it didn't matter. Now, we ain't doing this to boo-boo the fool down the street.
Yeah.
You want to do what you want to do with Pat Riley. How you think that's playing out right now behind closed doors?
Look,
I'm just saying, we ain't talking about just rando guy. You're talking about Pat Riley, who's as petty as anybody.
Yeah, for sure. He is a man who once put out an official press release saying Danny Ainge needs to worry about his own bleeping team.
Right. So, he ain't called nobody out.
Yeah, he did not. He
did put it out there that there have been discussions in the past and nothing happened.
Yeah. Pat Riley said he ended the season by sipping tequila, slept until noon the next day, and then got to work on the next step. We got some more that Pat Riley is saying. Unfortunately, you know, we're up against the break here. And you got Hawk and Crowder coming up next. I'm sure they will be covering it fully. You got Solana, who's definitely tapped in with the Heat there. So I'm sure you got a direct pipeline to more of some of his statements there. We have our own direct pipeline there with Brendan Tobin. Front row, we'll see what the man has, what he was able to capture. Tomorrow, we should be back at full strength. We're going to go ahead and unpack more of what he said. Pat Riley currently speaking right now, his end of the year press conference for the Miami Heat. A lot of things being said. He's not being as coy or as cryptic as he usually is. He's addressing the biggest issue with the Miami Heat, which is player availability. He's telling you, I'm not sure about this Jimmy Butler extension thing. And without saying it, he kind of said everything is on the table for them.
So he said everything, right?
Everything needs to change, according to him, so he doesn't end up sipping tequila until the next day and sleeping till noon. So we got much more coverage on that right here on 560 WQAM. I'm sure Hawk and Crowder will be diving into that as well. Tomorrow we get Tobin back, Jay Figg back, and we can go ahead and unpack more of this and see what is on the horizon for the Miami Heat. Leroy, I appreciate you holding it down with your boy.
Oh, man, you know, we do this all the time. You know, we got this.
You
we
know
got
how
this.
We do. Yeah,
wait, why we ain't getting no text from Tobin?
Nothing, bro. I ain't getting nothing, man.
Well, because he can't do both.
Yeah,
he's recording, and then he'll cut up sound, but he can't give us a blow-by-blow like others can.
Yes.
Right.
One more right here from Pat Riley. He says, Klay Thompson sucks. Interesting. Absolutely interesting. Love to hear that from my boy on the way out. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.